Cheryl Fritz coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have in the studio with me this evening Dr. Philip Knight, who's Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters Michigan Capital Region. Good evening. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Cheryl. Thanks for having me.
I've enjoyed having you here in the studio through a couple of guests. We've been talking during commercials and so forth. You're a great addition to the area. That I'll say right off the top.
Well, thank you. We're lucky
to have you here. Some things, you've added some counties, so Big Brothers, Big Sisters in this area, the region is getting a little bigger, isn't it?
It is. We're reaching out with our model of one-on-one mentoring in Shiawassee, Clinton, Ionia, Ingham, and Eaton counties now.
And as when you first sat down, I said, that's not a Michigan accent.
No, I'm from L.A. originally, and you'll know that to be...
Lower Alabama,
that's right.
I thought L.A. at first, I thought he was pulling one over on the blonde. That's what he was doing. Now that we've got that cleared up, the Big Brothers, Big Sisters... the foundation or the organization is focused, as you just said, on one-on-one mentoring. What makes that so successful?
Well, we're Big Brothers Big Sisters, Cheryl, is the oldest and largest youth mentoring organization in America. Started in 1904 with the idea that if we could take an at-risk youth, child, youth, and place them in a caring relationship with an adult, then the effects would be remarkable, and they have been, and they continue to be today.
Well, we had a few, again, when we had a few minutes to talk, we talked about the fact that, and I love you said, it just works.
It just works. 52% of our youth are less likely to skip school, start drugs, become violent. They get along better with their family members. And probably the best thing that I can say is there's an adult survey out of littles who've grown up now. And 90% of adult littles will say that the values they learned from their bigs, that they believe they're more successful in their life and relationship and their work experience than what their peers are, because of the relationship and having the opportunity to be in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program.
And when you say at-risk youth, it's all kinds of different at-risk, quote-unquote.
Yes, absolutely. There's some factor in a young person's life that puts them at a disadvantage, at risk, to being who and what they can be with the one handful of life that they have. So it could be financial problems, economic issues in the home. It could be a single parent home. It could be a child who has an incarcerated parent.
And that's one program that you and I had a few minutes to talk about, mentoring and working with children of prisoners. And that program is going to end because of funding.
Yeah, this the fiscal year 2011, the federal budget that has been signed calls for the elimination of the MCP funding, Mentoring Children of Prisoners. That'll end September the 30th. And so, you know, that's a sad note, because it seems, as we discuss, the cycle will continue.
And you'd love to see that going. Is there a chance of resurrecting it somehow?
I don't see it in this fiscal year. I went to Washington. I worked on that issue, and also on the AmeriCorps funding, because that is so vital to nonprofits like us, these AmeriCorps volunteers, young people who are degreed, you know, and Peace Corps for America is really what it amounts to. That funding's secure. You know, we're waiting to see how that's going to shape up here on the state level. But MCP funding is going away.
Oh, gosh. You hate to see programs that work disappear, because you know it's going to leave some kids behind.
Absolutely. It's a little ironic that we've used that catchphrase for a number of years, you know, no child left behind, and that's exactly what we're going to do here.
We talk about school-based and community-based programs within Big Brothers Big Sisters.
We do. We have two tracks to run on, for the littles and the adults who would be mentors. We have a school-based program where the big comes to meet with the little during the school day, and then the other side is we have a community-based program that's a little broader. And to be honest, a lot of the big start out in the school program and then transfer into the community base.
Who, and I love that we call them bigs and littles. I love that. Who makes a good big?
Really, you know, you don't have to be special. You just have to be you. I mean, the character, the values that make you make up who you are. You don't have to prepare to be you. You're going to just give yourself away and pour yourself into the life of this child. And we look at it in two different ways. And one way, we're going to pour into the child those values, that character traits, integrity, honesty, character, those kind of things. But as the little grows, they're going to need not just pouring in, but they're going to need somebody that's going to help pull out. So sometimes you're going to be a mentor and pour in, and other times you're going to be a coach who pulls out the very best in that child.
Do you recruit bigs, or how do you get information? If I wanted to do this, how would I go about doing it?
The best thing to do is to go to our website, which is BBBSMCR. Now, that's Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Michigan Capital Region. So BBBSMCR.org. And you'll find all the information that's necessary right there.
I loved when we did have a few minutes to talk, and I've enjoyed it very much. We talked about bringing along the younger generation to come on the board and so forth, the new up-and-comers to get on the board. And you made a statement that just blew me away. You said that our generation looked for success. This new generation is looking for significance. That's powerful.
It's very true. I have a great board. And, you know, one of your guests here, Frank Reynolds, has been very instrumental in crafting our board. And I have a great board, a lot of young professionals that care about the community. And as we remarked, Lansing is one of the most community conscientious group of people that I've ever been around in my life. The members of my board reflect that very well. They're quality people. They're professionals. They're looking, like all of us, for a measure of success, but really they're looking for significance with their life as well.
Well, I was thrilled to hear the good news that from somebody who's been not only all over the country but all over the world professionally and personally. It's always nice to hear that from someone who's come in from outside. You've been in Michigan 3 years, as you said. You're now used to it snowing on, was it Easter Sunday?
Palm Sunday. That's not right.
Well, even though I've lived here my whole life, I would agree with you there. Yeah. That isn't right on any level. It's always thrilling to hear that there's a lot of things we're doing right in this community. And I think one of them is bringing you into this community. I can see why Frank and I talked about you a little bit, Frank Reynolds, and I can see why he's a cheerleader for you.
Well, I appreciate it. You're only as good as the folks that you have around you, and I've got a great team, staff wise and board wise.
What's coming up for Big Brothers Big Sisters?
The next big event for us, we just finished Bowl for Kids, yeah. And we'll have Golf for Kids on July the 20th. And the dedication of our board steps out again. I left a meeting today to come here for the show, and I've got a vice chairman, Jamie Schreiner Hooper, who directs CDAM, and she'll be at the golf tournament dressed up like a bowling pin. So we're just excited about the future here for Big Brothers Big Sisters and the impact that we're having on the community.
Well, it just shows that people like Jamie will give their all for Big Brothers Big Sisters
now,
as everybody
no
else. I certainly will encourage people to go to that website again, BBBSMCR.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
And check it out if you're interested at all. It's inspirational to listen to you, and it's about changing people's lives for the better.
Well, we're excited. We believe that people will support Big Brothers Big Sisters not because we have needs, but because we meet needs.
Well, I'm behind that all the way. I have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Cheryl.
I look forward to talking with you on several occasions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Dr. Philip Knight, who is director of Big Brothers Big Sisters Michigan Capital Region. When we come back, we'll be talking with Frank Reynolds, as we just talked about. We're going to go out on the phone to an attorney, Frank Reynolds, with Foster Swift Law Firm. A very interesting case that's been in the headlines has some resolution to it. So we'll find out what the latest is from Frank. And Troy Sika, Westside Car Care, will be with us as well. Give us some tips on saving gas. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.